Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of 30th November 2004. The series of Mera Baba, point number 56. The puppet show of Maya. Those who are carefree, raise your hands. Those who are carefree, raise your hands. Are you carefree to the extent that you don't have the slightest worry? Just be careful. When any puppet show comes in front of you, are there any worries at that time? Does the puppet show of Maya come in front of you or not? At that time, do you have a little worry? Are there no worries? Is there a little worry and a few thoughts? Or do you not think about it? In fact, your elevated fortune makes you a carefree emperor from now. The few things that come in between are to make you more experienced and mature for the future. Now, all of you have become experienced in these different situations, have you not? You are not afraid, are you? Sit comfortably on the seat of a detached observer and watch the puppet show. It is nothing really, just a cartoon. You have now become strong, have you not? Are you strong now? Or are you sometimes a little afraid? It comes like a paper tiger. It's of paper, but comes in the form of a tiger. Now, according to the time, become an embodiment of experience and issue a challenge to time, the element and Maya. What challenge? Come, I am victorious. Issue a challenge that you are victorious. Avyakta Murli of 30th November 2004. Baba is saying, you are carefree, are you not? If you are carefree, raise your hands. To be carefree means to have, not to have the slightest of worry. And one more thing Baba is telling here. Whatever situations that come in front of you, they are what? They come to make you experienced and mature. And you have to see these different situations as if they are puppet shows. As if they are puppet shows. Whilst I was reading this, a beautiful imagination came in front of me. Suppose there is a big hall and we are sitting in that hall as an audience. Okay? And on the screen, some play is going on. So, God, He Himself is a detached observer of this drama. So imagine that you are sitting in that hall on one chair, and next to your chair there is another chair and Baba is sitting there. And look at that screen as he sees it. He is also a detached observer, you are also a detached observer. He is an audience, you are an audience. So you just see what is happening there. So as a detached observer, you see the world. And then you remain carefree. Now how do we see the world as a detached observer? I was thinking of seven different things in this. How to see this world. Suppose this is a hall. We are audience. Baba is sitting. And we are sitting. And now we have to see. How do we see this world? First point is, we see this world as a drama or play. This drama, there are four acts in this drama, four ages. This drama is of 5000 years. So this drama is there or play, just as on stage they enact drama or play, natak, and audience watch. In the similar manner, whatever that is happening in our life, in my life or our lives, that is a drama that is going on the stage. So first thing is, look at entire thing as a drama or play which is going on. I will not interfere into anything. Let the actors play, let them behave or do whatever they are doing. But I am a detached observer of this play, this drama. I don't have to interfere. One is that you think of this world as a drama or play. Second is, you think of this world as a movie which is being shown on the screen. This is a movie. It is already shot, pre-recorded. Now they are showing it. Now it has come on the floors. It has already been, it is already done. All recording, all screening, everything has been done. Now it has come. It is released. And now you are seeing this whole world as a movie. You can see your own life's movie in that. This is me, a child, growing up, schoolboy, growing up, teenager, growing up, college boy, growing up, youngster, whatever, whatever. Everything, your job, your everything. So you see this world as a movie. Second is this. Third, you see this world as a serial, as a TV serial. There are about 18 episodes. Last episode is going on now. 18th episode is going on. This is a TV serial. Every episode has got different scenes in that. In the similar manner, in the movie also, there are different scenes in the movie. Some tragic events, some comic events. It's medley of things which you are seeing on the in the movie. So third is, look at this world as a serial. Fourth, what Baba has said here, look at this world as a puppet show. You have seen puppet show? With the hands, puppeteer, he moves all those puppets. If this is a puppet show, I am also a puppet and taking part in this drum, in this puppet show, but still at present I am detached. I am audience. So this whole world is a puppet show which is going on. That is fourth. Fifth, this world is a cartoon show. This world is a cartoon show. It's a Mickey Mouse show. That Doraemon. Doraemon? And many others. There's a huge list of cartoon show which is going on. So do children cry when they see cartoon show? They enjoy. It's a sort of amusement for them. So this whole world is a cartoon show. Sixth, this whole world is a game. They are playing. There are different players who are playing this game. And play is for enjoyment. You don't get unhappy there. This is also a huge unlimited play of light and darkness, of knowledge and ignorance, of day and night. This is a play which is going on. And last, seventh, this whole world is a dream. Dream. This is a dream which is going on. I am seeing this. This is just a dream. And I need not to get unhappy by anything which is there, because we do not know the real nature of what is there. There was a Zen master, Bokazo. He once dreamt that he became a butterfly. And then he called his disciples, come here and sit and tell me. He is so unhappy. He says, I dreamt that I became a butterfly. So disciples said, what is there in that? It's a dream. Just forget it. Dream is a dream. You can see anything in the dream. You are dreaming that you have become butterfly. So Bokazo says, no, the question is not that. The question is, I, Bokazo, is it me who is dreaming that who has become butterfly, or is it the butterfly who is dreaming that he is Bokazo? Am I a dream of that butterfly and this whole world? And this itself is a dream and that is real. Or this I am real, or that butterfly is a dream? I want the answer to this. So they just got perplexed. They said, even we don't know. He said, that's what I was thinking. What is it? Whether I am dream or this world is a dream. Baba has said, not many times, But once in Sakar Murli it has come, this whole world is a dream. Swapnavrat. So now we'll come back again and try to put all these things together. First I said, look at this world as a drama. Why do people go to see drama? In villages, enjoyment, entertainment, amusement. Why do people go to see drama? Time pass. It's time pass. They have a lot of time, leisure. So they want to just while away the time. Then why do they go to see drama? To learn something. To learn something. You know, if you study the life story of Mahatma Gandhi, the greatest impact he had was of drama. His dai, Rambha, who used to take him, and they used to sit, and they used to enact drama. He saw two dramas. First was of Sri Rama, and second was of King Harishchandra. These are the two dramas he saw in his childhood, and that made a strong impact on his child mind, that mind of that child. He saw how for the sake of truth, King Harishchandra sacrificed everything, and he understood the glory and majesty of truth. And he understood, he was very fearful, timid person, and he understood how with the name of Ram you can become fearless. So these two things he learned from drama. So you go to see drama to learn something. Then why do we go to see drama or play? To understand others' perspective. Looking at how do others look at things? How do others look at things? You can go to different places where you cannot go otherwise. Through drama you can understand and imagine those places. Because in drama they will show Chitrakoot. In drama they will show Ayodhya. In drama they will show Australia. So you can see and go and imagine those places through drama and get information about all those places through drama. Similar is the whole world is a drama, one, or play. Second I said, the whole world is it's a movie. Why do people go to see flick or movies? They are waiting when this movie is going to get released. And the moment it is announced that this movie is slated to release on this date, or this is coming on in the theaters on this date, they are so excited and they all go to the multiplex to see movies. So why do we see movies? Again, most of the same answers. But dramas nowadays are less. People love to see movies more and drama less. Why do we see movies or people see movies? It is again for entertainment. There's like lot of publicity and promos earlier occurs. Okay, this is there and this actor is there and this heroine is there. So particularly only for that actor and that heroine or for that subject matter, they go to see that movie. They are fans of that movie. So they don't want to miss a single movie of that hero. Actions, tragic movements, acting. They are acting. They are fans. How do they act? And the matter. Clothes, hairstyle, newest, latest clothes and newest hairstyle. Or some are enamored by their songs. Some are captivated by the scenic beauty which are shown. Earlier only it is told that this movie is shot in this places. So they want to see through that movie. So many things are there. Dialogues. Some dialogues are very powerful dialogues. Screenplay, dialogue, cinematography. Everything. Songs, music. So they want to see everything of that movie. And that's why they go and see that movie. And they don't want to see this movie on television. They want to go to the multiplex and see. And they want to go on the very first day of its release. So that then later on they become masters in giving comments. They will tell you whether you should see or not. They will tell you it's worth seeing or it's not seeing. It's bogus or it is best. You must see it. They become the masters. You know? So people go and they spend time. Or it's also like we were discussing about gathering. You have not mentioned something about entertainment in gathering. Gathering, there should be an element of picnic, entertainment, so that people feel, suppose if there is some misunderstanding between two people, or there is some quarrel between two people, some scribble or something like that, small bickering, anything. So once you go on picnic, there you play together and all those differences are gone. So entertainment is a part of gathering. So you go together to watch some movie, something, so that also lightens your heart, that heaviness which is there, because the other person with whom you had a fight yesterday only, when you see or you go together with that person in a playful mood, automatically all those differences are gone. No matter, you keep on, otherwise you keep on sending messages and that difference will never get solved. But one moment of togetherness, one moment of playfulness, that will dissolve all and make you light. So that is a very important element of gathering and light entertainment. So, okay. So, movies we go for entertainment. Third was, this world is a serial. You know, this world, you should be excited to see the serial. The first episode, second episode, you know, nowadays, they end the episode with climax. So you are excited what is going to happen next. With that only they will end it. So that you should see that next serial. What will happen next? So they will stop that serial from there only. So that excitement stays. In this world also, this is a serial of 5000 years, there are 18 episodes, and here also, very start of the day, it's an excitement. What is going to happen? Lot of excitement. So it's a serial, it's for entertainment, it's for learning. You learn so many things every day. You cannot say that this day I did not learn anything. Every day teaches you something. Every day comes as a master, as a teacher. Every day is a teacher. Learn from it. Every human being who comes in your contact is a teacher. Everyone comes to you as a teacher. So learn from everyone. So this is a serial. Serial of 18 episodes. Last episode is going on. 18th episode. Last episode is going on. So you should be all the more excited. 17 episodes I have already finished. This is the last episode. So this world is a serial. Fourth, this world is a puppet show. People go to see puppet show, they enjoy. They enjoy puppet show a lot. They also enjoy the art of that person who is doing it. They also praise the person who has done that, with how much skill and dexterity he is doing all these things. So with his hands, there are strings, you know, and you enjoy that, definitely. And it's also an income for that person who does that. Yeah? Theme. There is also some theme in the puppet show. You know, there is some theme always in the puppet show. So, this world is a puppet show. God is the puppeteer. And all these are puppets who are acting according to His will or His directions, whatever, or as per drama. So, this world is a puppet show. Next, fifth, this world is a cartoon show. Children enjoy cartoon show a lot. Adults also enjoy, definitely adults also enjoy. There is a lot of learning in the cartoon shows than in the scriptures. You may not learn so much from the scriptures as you learn from the cartoon shows. So, you know, they also have different themes and animated movies or cartoon shows or Mickey Mouse. They lightens you. They give you a sense of lightness. So, whatever that is happening on this world drama is a cartoon show. Sixth is, this world is a game. Players are there, they are playing. Also, five elements are players of nature. Five vices are players of Maya. Your old sanskars, they are also players. So everybody is playing. Human beings, all souls are players. There are different nature. Souls with different natures are different players on this game. So this is a game, and you should have attitude of sportsmanship. It's not that somebody will win, someday some other person will win. But this will go on. It's a game of victory and defeat, Baba has said many times. So you go to watch this game as an entertainment. Last is, this is a dream. Everything is a dream-like. Whatever that is happening, we don't know what is it. These relations, who's, we never know. What is what, we never know. so many, it's a mystery. Everything is a sort of a dream. The whole world is a dream. Now, these are the seven different things we see this world as. Okay. it might be a dream only. So, we are sitting as an audience. Try to sit as an audience for some time and watch everything. This movie is going on, this drama is going on, this serial is going on, this puppet show, this game, this cartoon show, and this, as if everything is a dream. Why we have to practice this? This helps you to detach yourself. Otherwise, what happens? Because we are also the actors. Also, we are the puppeteers. We are the cartoons of this cartoon show. We are the puppet of this puppet show. We are the caricature cartoons of this cartoon show. We are the actors. We are the casts of this drama. We are those imaginary figures. Those dreamy, airy figures of this dream. This dreamland. This is a dreamland where who is dreaming this dream, we don't know. Whether it is God's dream or whose dream, we never know. But this is a dream and we are those imaginary actors of this dream. We are those stage actors. We are those heroes and heroines of this movie. So when you get involved, it is very difficult to become a detached observer. So that is why we have two roles. One, audience, and also the main actors. So have some time every day and bring these seven pictures in front of the mind, if your eyes. Sit somewhere and just imagine this is a drama which is going on. It's me here. These are the people around me, department, parents, whatever you see, everything, your business, your job, your travel, your places where you visit every day, everything, whatever is happening to you, I am in that drama, but I am detached. This is one. Second, this is a serial which is going on. Director has picked me up because I was the best cast in this serial. He picked me because my audition was so good. That's why he picked me up. He liked my audition. He liked my playing. So that's why he picked me up. From 10 people had come. But he picked me up for this role. He said, you are the best for this role. That feeling of inferiority complex will go away. Because he has picked me, because he felt, because 10 other people came to join the department. But he said, no, this, he is good. He can do this job well. Your performance was so marvelous that he was captivated by your performance, and that's why he just picked you up. Yes, I want this boy. And that's why you are in this drama as the best actor. But you see yourself as this is a drama and you are the audience. You are here and you see yourself here. This is a movie and you see yourself here. And now in this movie there are so many other actors. Otherwise, when I am the part of the movie, I feel I am the best. But when I see at a distance, I see, look at those other people, they are doing their part so well. They are also good actors. I can understand their perspective. Okay, some event has happened. Some tragic event has happened. Look at 10 people who have reacted in 10 different manners. I was thinking that the way I reacted was best, but it's not like that. There are 10 different people, and 10 different people have 10 different perspective, viewpoints, 10 different say in the matter. So, I understand other person's perspective when I watch everything as a detached observer. Next, I watch everything as a puppet show. Though I am the puppet, but still I am detached. I am not the part of that game, that show which is going on. And that show is for entertainment. Let me also see myself as others see me. I am an audience, but there are other audience also. How they are viewing the puppet? How they are viewing my actor? Let me also view my actor, acting in that manner only. How much, where I went wrong? Whether I need to do some corrections? I could have done this, this part of the drama or that show in a better manner. What correction is needed? So, puppet show. Then it is the whole world is a cartoon show. It's like joke. You just enjoy it. Don't take anything seriously. Because if you become very serious in life, you don't enjoy it. You have to have that light-hearted attitude towards everything, happy-go-merry attitude towards everything. Don't become, somebody has said something, you become very serious and depressed and down, in despair, not talking and all that. This is not, we need a very non-serious attitude. Because this is a cartoon show. If suppose in that cartoon show, in that Mickey Mouse is walking and the vehicle comes and just that tramples it and he becomes flat. And he, after some time he gets up and starts walking. Does he get depressed? No. Does he get unhappy? No. Anything happens in that. In the Mickey Mouse you see, anything happens. But no, hardly anybody is unhappy there. They enjoy it, all of them. At one moment, even if they are unhappy, the very next moment they start smiling and giggling and laughing. Everything. So, enjoy what is happening around you. These are all cartoons. We all. Caricatures. Animated movie this is. This is a cartoon show. You know, somebody is having black hair, somebody is having white hair, somebody is wearing cap, somebody is wearing shawl. Somebody having no hair. Somebody is wearing something. Somebody is speaking in some different manner. Somebody is speaking well. Somebody is not speaking well. So this is... Huh? Bal... Yeah. So, have that light attitude towards life. It's all caricature. It's all cartoon which is going on. Animated movie. Then, this is game. Now, when it is a game, don't get unhappy when you are defeated. Don't get unhappy because you get out at the very first ball. Don't get unhappy. And don't get overjoyed also because you scored 4 or 6 or century or like that. You should have a sportsmanship attitude. Happy. Even if you win, you are happy. Even if you lose, then also you are happy. If others lose, others win, and congratulate them. If others are at a loss, you also talk with them, or encourage them, befriend them. There should be no hostility, no unfriendliness, no enmity in game. Games are for enjoyment. Baba always says, this is a game. Game of victory and defeat. Game of day and night. Game of light and darkness. He has given so many names like that. It's a khel. So, view it as a khel. And last, everything is dream. I don't know whether I am also real or not. What is this all, what is happening is a dream sequence. You know dream sequence? Anybody is aware of dream sequence? What is dream sequence? Dream sequence is something which is like fictional. In movie, they use dream sequence. Dream sequence is one of the techniques in movies where there are flashbacks. At present, reality, and suddenly they go to the past. That is flashbacks. That is known as dream sequence. So, this is a dream sequence which is going on. This is a dream. So view everything as a dream and you will have that lightheartedness. That heaviness will go away. So here Baba is saying, those who are carefree, raise your hands. Are you carefree to the extent that you don't have the slightest worry? When you view this world like this, the 7 different things, you will be carefree. Just be careful. When any puppet show comes in front of you, are there worries at that time? Does the puppet show of Maya come in front of you or not? At that time, do you have little worry? Are there no worries? Is there a little worry and a few thought? Or do you think about it? In fact, your elevated fortune make you a carefree emperor from now. The few things that come in between are to make you more experienced and mature. You are gone. You have come to see this, whatever you are seeing, to make you mature and experience. All of you have become, your last mistake is your greatest teacher. Somebody has said this. Your last mistake, latest. Your last mistake is your greatest teacher. So just use it, milk it. So, you are not afraid. You sit comfortably on a seat of a detached observer. You sit comfortably on a seat of detached observer and watch the puppet show. And let Baba sit with you. You suppose there is some very fearful event, dreadful event. Look at Baba, his face. Whether he is getting afraid? He He's not. He's enjoying like this with his smiling face. You can keep one chair beside you and keep Baba's object, Bab Dada's photo, smiling. And this is the event he is also watching. I am also watching. He is also detached observer. I am also detached observer. He is not sorrowful. He is not fearful. He is not afraid. He is enjoying. He doesn't get surprised. He doesn't say, "Oh my God." "Oh my children." He doesn't say this out of surprise and dismay. So he remains unfazed. He remains unrattled. He remains peaceful. He remains undisturbed. Such a persistent, perennial stage of not getting disturbed. This is a stage of detached observer. So it is nothing really, just a cartoon. It's a cartoon, why are you afraid? You see that the tiger is coming. Array, it is cartoon, not, it is not, it is a paper tiger. You now have to become strong. Have you not? Are you strong now? Or you sometimes get little afraid? It comes like a paper tiger. It's a paper but comes in the form of tiger. Now according to time, become an embodiment of experience and issue a challenge to time, the element and Maya. Come. What you are saying to the tiger? Come, I am victorious. Come, you call him. Whom you are telling? Time, elements, Maya. I am Durga, you are tiger. That's quite a good analogy. Come, I want to sit on you and ride. So, issue a challenge that you are victorious. So look at this world as a drama or play. Look at this world as a movie, look at this world as a serial, look at this world as a puppet show, look at this world as a cartoon show, look at this world as a game, and look at this world as a dream. Om Shanti.